Hello, and welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. That was our native son, Charlie Parker, with Kansas City Blues. Today, our guest is Teresa Garza, former Jackson County Legislature representative, who is now with Renovate America, and she now still continues to help people, but she helps them in another way with energy usage in their homes and to make their homes more energy efficient and save them money. Good morning, Teresa, and welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do now that you're not putting through legislation and fighting the battles in the county legislature.
Yes, so I am a recovering elected official, which is a relief. I really am enjoying the position that I am currently in with the company, Renovate America. We are actually a public-private partnership with the Missouri Clean Energy District, and it is a great company. It's a great political subdivision that I work for. The individuals involved are wonderful, and I'm really enjoying my time.
So you are now working on a project that was once afforded only to big businesses and school districts. I know when I was a member of the school district, we used this project to green the school buildings to make them more energy efficient, to make the lighting better, but also to save the school district dollars. That this program is now available to individual homeowners. And the caveat to this is that the program dollars must, the savings must pay for the changes that the homeowner makes. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, so the it's called PACE, Property Assessed Clean Energy, and it was actually passed back in 2010 by Jason Holzman, our senator here locally. He was the sponsor of the bill, and it was a bipartisan supported bill. And what it does is it allows property owners, commercial and residential, to do energy efficiency upgrades via a mechanism that allows them to pay it back annually through their property tax bill. So it doesn't raise their property taxes. What it does is it is placed on the property tax bill so that those individuals can pay it back on a yearly basis. But it pretty much covers anything that, as you indicated, would help to lower those utilities or have the ability to lower the utilities of that property. So it covers here in the state of Missouri HVAC systems, windows and doors, solar panels, geothermal, insulation, some roofing materials. There's about 60 items that actually fall under this type of financing for homeowners or property owners.
So you just mentioned the big ones, solar panels. So many people may not know that electricity in the city has risen over 75% since 2002, and Kansas City Power and Light increases their rate. They go for a rate increase before the Missouri Public Service Commission every 2 years. So homeowners can use this program to free themselves and basically go off the grid if they want to.
Well, and I will say, I'm sure people do it for that purpose. So what we're really looking at is the ability to be able to help those property owners to ensure that they are getting the best bang for their buck when it comes to their utilities. And so solar does follow underneath it. There are still some tax credits and so forth for solar rebates that go until like 2018. So we have actually worked with Kansas City Power and Light on that particular aspect because those are still available. And so there's just different aspects, though, that, you know, people need to look at when they're looking at trying to make their home energy efficient. And solar is a big one, but, you know, sometimes older homes, it's windows and doors or just insulation because homes weren't always built with insulation or enough insulation to really help in that utility bill decrease.
I can testify to that. My grandmother left me her house, and when I came out of the military and I renovated a house, we were putting insulation into it. And the first winter, I got a phone call from the gas company, and I said, the bill is paid. They said, no, we're not calling you about the bill. They said, we're calling you because no matter if the cold is, your house only uses $125 worth of gas. And we had to go back in the history on the house, and the house used to use anywhere between $300 and $600, and we want to know what you did. And I said, well, it's called $5,000 in vinyl replacement windows, mm-hmm. a high efficiency furnace before anybody knew what one was, and another $5,000 in insulation. And it basically took my gas bill down to the point where it was $50 a month.
Right.
Because the house was so energy efficient at that point. So, and if you don't believe in the power of insulation and vinyl replacement windows and a new furnace, I can testify to that. You can save yourself a lot of money. Instead of it going to the gas company, you can go back into your pocket.
Right. And I think that was one of the key components of that PACE Act that was passed back in 2010, is that the state statute actually does indicate that the property owner has to be able to see the savings so that it offsets the cost of the financing.
So a program like this just does not happen out of thin air. And you mentioned earlier the Missouri Clean Energy District, and that this is part of financed by the Missouri Clean Energy District. What is the Missouri Clean Energy District?
Yes, so the Missouri Clean Energy District is the political subdivision that was created out of the PACE Act. And so they actually have the authority to actually implement the program statewide. So we are a statewide district. But also, like a lot of state government entities, you know, they're working, trying to do more with less. So they put it out for a process to see who could actually handle the administrative component of the actual program. And that's how we got involved, is through their process of picking a company to actually do the administrative aspect of it. And so Renovate America was the one that was chosen through that process to oversee their residential PACE program. And so we work in conjunction with the Missouri Clean Energy District, who actually is the ones that the when you do this type of financing, then the bill is remitted once it's completed, or the project, once it's completed, the certificate is remitted to the Missouri Clean Energy District, and they are the ones that handle the actual payment and paying out of the projects.
So you talk about the word HERO. What does HERO stand for in the program? Can you break down an acronym for our listeners?
Of course. So HERO stands for Home Energy Renovation Opportunity.
So it's the opportunity for the homeowner to do those home renovations to save themselves money down the road.
Correct.
And I can tell you, you can save a lot of money. So just doing some reading on the HERO program, I've seen it. They've saved about $1 million worth of projects that over about 70 homes just in this area. That's a huge windfall for those homeowners.
Yes. So here, since kicking off the program in September of last year, so what it takes, let me back up a little bit. So what it takes is, it takes for a municipality or a county government to adopt an ordinance that joins the Missouri Clean Energy District. Once that happens, then the financing program is allowed to come into the community. So Kansas City and Jackson County opted into the program. Initially the commercial side several years back, the residential started and kicked off last September here in the Kansas City and the Jackson County area. And so since then, in Kansas City alone, we've seen about 980 applications. About 522 have been approved. They've already completed 273 projects. Some of those projects, for a total of 482 improvements. Some of those homeowners are obviously doing more than just one project, and so that's why the 482, that's where that number comes from.
So if I wanted to get solar panels or something other else done in one house, what is the process that a homeowner must go through to get into the HERO program?
So we work really closely with local contractors. Our contractors, they have to be bonded, insured, business licenses up to date. There is a process that they go through. Once they get done with that process, then they go through a training program. There's an in-person and an online training program, and then they become HERO certified. So if your HVAC system goes out and you call a contractor, then you can find out if they offer this type of financing. Again, this is an optional financing, but it is something that the contractors can utilize in their financing tool belt. And so that's one way. Another way is, you can go to the website. You can type in your address, and you can see what contractors are within your area, and then call those contractors. So there's a couple of different ways that you can utilize and figure out what contractors here in the local area are already certified HERO contractors.
So say a couple years ago I did some work and I found a contractor that I liked, and I want to get windows this time. Can I use that contractor, or I'm bound to use a contractor that is in the program?
So it is. They do have to be HERO certified, because we do make sure, like I said, that they have everything in order that they're supposed to. And we're always looking for more contractors. So if there are any contractors that are interested in becoming a HERO certified contractor, please get in touch with me. We'd love to have you and put you through the process of trying to become a HERO certified contractor.
So then the answer then shortly then is that contractor could then just start the process to become HERO certified and could do the project for me in that way.
Correct. And let me just say, like, one of the things that our contractors like is because this is 100% financing, so that the materials and everything are rolled into that financing mechanism. So it really kind of helps those smaller contractors that are trying to grow their businesses. And it really helps them to bring on more employees to help do these projects. So the contractor side of it is we've seen a lot of support and a lot of the contractors really enjoy the program.
So what is the warranty? So if I've got, say, that solar panel for the next 20 years, or I've got that air conditioner for the next 10 years and I'm 15 years and I'm paying on it, and say in year 7 or 8 it goes out, is that something that's still covered by the HERO program, or am I on my own at that point to find somebody to fix it?
Nope. So in the state of Missouri, you can take up to 20 years for the project, depending on the life of the product. So solar panels, typically we see a 20-year loan or financing mechanism versus a 10 or 15 for a new HVAC system or so forth. So the HERO program, we have a 24-hour call in line, and we are with you through the entire time of that project. So from start all the way till you're finished paying it off. So if something happens, you can reach back out to the 1-800 number, and then they can get in contact with the contractor that actually installed it to begin with, and we help through that process. So we have a lot of, and that's part of our consumer protection. So we have a lot of consumer protections that are actually in place that help the homeowner. As I mentioned previously, one of them is that that certification that has to be signed off that gets remitted to the Missouri Clean Energy District. That certification is signed off by the homeowner, saying that the homeowner is 100% satisfied with the project being completed to the way in which they had indicated it was going to be completed. And so the contractor does not actually get paid until that certificate is received, but then they get paid within 24 to 48 hours. So those are all some of the consumer protections. We also have an entire section that deals specifically with senior protections. We've worked with AARP and other advocacy groups for seniors to ensure that they're not being taken advantage of and that they understand the financing mechanism and what it all entails. All of our forms are modeled off of the Know Before You Owe, which is the forms that are utilized by the Consumer Protection Bureau, and we've modeled our forms off of the same model, just to ensure that we have a lot of those consumer protections in place.
So a homeowner is going to know exactly the total cost of the project before they start the project, what the payments are going to be, and how the payments are going to be made.
Correct.
To pay for that upgrade or that energy improvement.
Correct. Yes. And they have the 3-day cancellation policy, just everything that you would see in the Know Before You Own policy forms.
So if it's paid for out of the savings must pay for the project.
Correct.
Now, but it's also paid for out of their property tax. Could a homeowner see an increase in their property tax?
So it's not paid out of their property tax.
Okay.
It is just an additional line item on their property tax bill. So when you look at your property tax bill, you usually see, like, the county, the city, and then it's broken down by the different jurisdictions, library, sewer, so forth. And then what you would see is an additional line item that would say HERO financing and how much that payment is.
Okay. So then it would be, is it paid for? Then we pay for all at one time, just once a year.
Yes, or if you still have a mortgage, you have the ability to roll in that payment to your escrow account.
Okay. So then they could just make monthly payments, which would make it would reduce the amount of interest that's being paid because it would be being paid on every month.
Right, and also what we also indicate is that we tell people to talk with their tax advisor, but the possibility of that interest rate being tax deductible is also another reason why people kind of look into this type of financing.
So if you have any questions, give us a call here in the studio, which is 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So do you all have a local office if someone wanted to come in to your office in Kansas City and discuss some HERO program renovations? Or is it something that they would have to call an 800 number for?
No, we do have a local office here. We are located at 2600 Grand, Suite 500, and you can always reach out to me. My office number there, or my cell phone for the office, is 816-491-4884.
Okay. So we have the ability to work with local contractors, local economy, and keep people in our economy to work, but also save local energy dollars and keep our houses more energy efficient. So it sounds like it's a great program.
And let me just add real fast, one of the things, too, is that this is a fixed interest rate for the life of the financing. So it's not a flexible or anything. It's a fixed rate the entire length of the financing term.
So you don't have to worry about the interest rate going up at a certain point or having a balloon note. So you know that the end of when you've selected a 15-year payment, mm-hmm. that at the end of 15 years, your project is going to be paid off. And but as you said, then they're going to, if you have a, as long as you have the payment essentially, you're going to have somebody to walk with you hand in hand should you have a problem with that particular item, that energy item that you put in.
Correct. That's absolutely right.
So that's definitely a good project and a good program. So what is the largest project that you all have done so far in the metropolitan Kansas City area?
So the Scottish Rites Temple, we did the solar panels on that one for commercial side. There's several commercial projects that are in the pipelines. And then obviously residential, I went over those numbers. So that is rapidly growing, especially initially when this kicked off, it was solely focused on small commercial projects. So those larger commercial projects are becoming more and more, and we're starting to see a lot more use of PACE financing in those large commercial projects. And as you know, the school districts and government buildings have always been part of the financing.
So what are the when your homeowners are taking advantage of the PACE program, what are the typical projects that they're looking at?
So what we see here typically in Missouri is, let me just say, there's 32 states that have PACE legislation in place. Most active ones that include residential were in three states, just moving into a fourth state. And so what we've seen here in Missouri compared to our other markets is HVAC systems, insulation, windows, doors. Those are the main things that we see here in the Missouri market. And we are statewide, so this isn't just in the Kansas City. This is what we're seeing across the board.
So, and those are some systems that are very expensive that it gives a homeowner the ability to be able to spread that financing out without having to come up with that huge chunk for $5,000 or $6,000 for an air conditioner. And in the case of windows, depending on your house, you could end up easily $7,000-$8,000 just in some windows. So that's right. Definitely something that you would want to investigate for. That would be something that would be worth a homeowner's time. You talked about the financing. Is the financing dependent upon the individual's credit, or how do they look at the establishing the rate that you're going to be charged in interest, and is it comparable to what I may get if I would go down to the bank?
So our underwriting criteria is somewhat similar. It's a soft check on their FICO score type, but we also look at their capacity to actually pay back. So we're looking at the equity in their home. In Missouri, it's 20% equity in the home is what they have to have in order to take out certain loans. So 10 to 20% equity in the home. We also look at them being current on their mortgage payments and then also being up to date and current on their property tax payments. Taxes. So those are really some of the main criterias that they look at in determining. And we do have a 99.9 rate of payment being paid back. So pretty good percentage that does actually come in. And the interest rates, they range because, again, they are tied to the life of the product. So they range between 3.49. Hold on, they just changed the rate, so that's going to throw me off. Up to, I think, 8% or so. And so usually what we see is the higher interest rate goes more towards the solar, and we see that typically because you can take out up to 20 years for solar panels because that's the life of a solar panel. HVAC systems usually run between 12 to 15 years, so you can take out that long. And so it just, like I said, it's tied to the life of the product, the length of the term of the financing.
Okay, so definitely it seems comparable. So does a homeowner, if I have the option, if I want to get that project, but my bank is going to give me, or my credit union is going to give me a cheaper rate, do I have the option of going to my bank and getting the funding there and using that funding instead of using the HERO or PACE funding?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the homeowner or the property owner's call. PACE is just another voluntary financing option that expands consumer choices, and it may be the right, you know, financing tool for some, and it may not be. So it's really looking at your options and determining what is best for you and your budget and what fits into what you're attempting to do.
So you've got the ability to pick your own contractor and pick your own financing if you so indeed. But also, in the end, you're going to save money. You're guaranteed to save money on your whatever energy retrofit that you decide to put into your house.
Correct. And so, what we typically see is, you know, out of maybe 3 out of 10 people utilize PACE financing or the HERO program. And so that's what we see. The other people, you know, some people can pay cash. Some people can put it on a credit card with higher interest rates. Some people will use a HELOC loan. One of the things that's unique to PACE also is that it is a sole source. So you can't take it out and then utilize it for something else. You have to use it for whatever you're utilizing or whatever you're attempting to do on your home. So if you're wanting to replace your air conditioning, then the financing has to be utilized for that purpose.
So how does that impact? I know in Jackson County, we have the senior citizen property tax payment system where they can pay in multiple payments. So if a senior citizen, they're making the payments, but they haven't made all the payments. How does that impact? Do they have to make it those additional 2 payments, or will they look at that and say that they're current because they're on their program?
Correct. They'll work it out in the same way that they have done with their other tax payments. So it's this because of the quarterly. Seniors have the ability to pay it back in a quarterly fashion versus
all at one time.
All at one time. Correct. So yeah, it would be the same type of a concept.
Okay. So they don't have to worry about being looked at and saying they have to have all their tax funds paid.
Right.
They can look at and say they're current because they're current with the payment that they have to be made payment at that time.
Right, and that's part of our senior consumer protections that we've been working on with those advocacy groups and making sure that those seniors aren't taken advantage of. And Missouri is a little unique in that sense because not all states allow that. So really working through that process and getting it fine-tuned on how that looks. But yes, that is part of the senior consumer protections and making sure that they are not being taken advantage of.
What are the average savings that you're seeing for customers that may come in and get the HERO, say put in a new air conditioner or put new windows in? What are the biggest savings for customers with the HERO energy improvements?
So they somewhat range because you have to also consider like people's usage of certain things and so forth. But what we see is that it does drop significantly. We've had homeowners who are paying $300-$400 on a monthly basis, and it's dropped down to anywhere from $55 to $120, so half or more than half of what they were paying before. So it just really kind of depends, again, on what the actual product is or the project, whether it's HVAC windows, but we are seeing that the homeowners are satisfied with the reductions that they're getting.
I know one of the big things to find out is to do an energy audit on your home. Is that something that is part of the PACE program, to do an energy audit to find out where the homeowner would receive the biggest bang for their buck?
So what we typically see with PACE financing is that's most often utilized in an as-need basis. So your air conditioning goes out, windows or something are broken, that type of a situation. You need a new roof because of rain leakage or whatever, and so they will reach out to us. And so that's what sets it up a little bit different in the sense that of what you're talking about. So because we do often see it as an, you know, as needed basis versus being upfront and trying to be aggressive and seeing what your home needs. However, if the contractor comes in and determines, you know, that you need doors, at that time you can also see about doing an energy audit so that you know in the future what other items you can do, and then that can be rolled into the PACE financing.
Okay.
It's
so
the same with sorry.
Go ahead.
It's the same with if you're doing solar and the contractor comes out, goes onto the roof and determines that you have some structural issues with your roof and you need a new roof. That is part of the scope of work, so it also has the ability to be rolled in. But it's not they're not coming out to actually replace the roof. They're coming out to put up solars, but there may be other issues there, and that is part of the conversation that can be had.
Yes, and so those people that, one of the things that people look at with solar panels is I think I'm going to put the panels up and I'm not going to look at, I'm going to save money. Anybody that's interested in putting up solar panels, look at putting on a roof first, because if not, you put on the roof, you put on the solar panels, then you have to find somebody to 5 or 6 years later to take the solar panels off to put a new roof on. Mm-hmm. And then you have to put the solar panels back on. Mm-hmm. And you've essentially paid three times to have them installed, uninstalled, and installed again, when in the beginning, put the new roof on first, mm-hmm. then put your solar panels on and put a roof on that's going to get you at least 30 years, because your panels are guaranteed to get you at least 20 to 25 years worth of life out of them. So I've known a few people that made that mistake, and that's the one thing that I looked at when I was looking at solar panels, is that add in that extra $10,000 to put the roof on first. And a couple of my friends said, we would put the panels on, but we didn't put the roof on first. And then we had to end up taking the panels off. So, and then we ended up spending an extra $12,000. So just sometimes that's just something to think about. So give them your name and your contact information, a way in which they can get a hold of you again if they're interested in the PACE program.
Okay. My name again is Teresa Garza, and I am representing a public-private partnership with the Missouri Clean Energy District. We are located at 2600 Grand Suite 500, and the phone number there is 816-491-4884, and that's my direct line.
And I would first want to thank Ms. Teresa for coming in this week and being our guest on Cowtown Conversations. We never end without our Community Minute, and our Community Minute for this week is, it's the 11th Annual Public Safety and Health Fair this Saturday. The 3rd District residents, Senator Curls, will be hosting her 11th Annual Public Safety Fair, and it's not just for 3rd District residents. It's going to be Saturday, July 22nd at Arrowhead Stadium in the Founders Plaza. This event will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they will have bicycle and helmet giveaways, face painting, sports physicals, blood pressure and blood screenings, dental screenings, and much more. There's an added bonus, though, this year. There's going to be free transportation provided from multiple locations. From the Interscholastic Fieldhouse, formerly Southeast Fieldhouse, 3500 Meyer Boulevard, Don Bosco Center, 580 Campbell Street, Guadalupe Administrative Center, 1015 Avenue Cesar Chavez, Lucille Bluford Library, 3050 Prospect. Pickup times are going to be 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 11:30 a.m., and they're going to depart Chief Stadium at 12:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. For more information, go to healthandsafetyfair.com. Then, also on Saturday, on 18th and Vine, Raising the Barbecue, Dixie is going to raise a picnic table 40 feet high in the sky and have tightrope walkers serve up heaping portions of barbecue on Dixie Ultracraft plates. An extreme feat. So they want us to come down and watch. But they're also going to give away free barbecue from Q39. So it's going to be limited. So first come, first serve. Doors open up at 11.